Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back on Afternoon Drive, Cash. Love it.
Hate it.
Coming up in 1 hour's time, he joins us every Thursday to give us his picks for the week. Last week was very out of pocket.
Well, we were out of pocket.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, Cash just did a professional job.
He's a very professional fellow there. He gives you the picks. He's very business-oriented. And then last week was really, though, the most out of pocket we've been. So we'll see if he actually shows up. JK, LOL, he'll be here at 6:30.
No, he'll be here. It's always interesting to me to see when we get out of pocket what people respond and how they respond. Like Bill earlier today, Rabinowitz.
Yeah.
He didn't know what to do with it a couple different times.
I think more often than not, people don't know how to handle when we're out of pocket. And it's like, just sit back and enjoy it, right? Because if you try...
Yeah, they're not going to get in trouble.
Unless you're naturally a out-of-pocket person.
Yeah.
You just sit back and just maybe chuckle a little bit. Oh, we'd like the Dan Orlovsky treatment, where everything Dan says on the NFL live show is like a... Whoa! Like almost very, very similar to like how one watches fireworks, but with sports takes.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Now, it should be said that, I want to make sure I bring this up.
Okay.
JR saying on Twitter, if Shador goes in at half, then this game has a shot at selling out due to the $5 halftime tickets.
Well, I do wonder that. Is there going to be... So the problem is that there's not people like waiting outside the stadium for like if Shador gets in to like run in and be like, let's go, bro.
You don't think the Shahongs are just... They just have
just go inside the stadium at that point. Now, do you think there will be Shador people there just with the idea that he could appear in this game?
I think if you're...
That's a reality for $6 a ticket.
If you're truly a member of the Shahive, what I think you have to do is you have to start tailgating at Browns games. And you just sit outside, like, while everybody else funnels in. You don't have to go watch that mess, but you stay close enough, right? You've rented the space, maybe cooking some dogs, and then you hear, now in a quarterback, Shador Sanders. So that way you can just run right up to
everyone
the
everyone just runs in. That's an insane thing to do.
Yeah. It's like on Black Friday when they open up the doors and people funnel in.
And they trample each other.
Yes, that's what I want when Shador goes
all
in.
All for that Xbox, right?
Yeah, all for that shot to say you were there with Shador's first NFL pass.
People don't do that. Black Friday isn't that way anymore, is it? I used to do that as a kid. We'd go, we'd line up, and then we'd go and do Black Friday. But I think, like, because of, is it digital, Cyber Monday? I think that's taken over everything.
I also think people just don't go to the store as much anymore.
Is that part of it, too?
Yeah.
Like, there used to be a real...
There are people who still go hard in the paint on Black Friday.
Did you ever do that? You ever, like, wake up early and go do that? My mom would take us every year.
Once.
Every year we would do that.
When Vanessa and I first started dating, was trying to score some boyfriend points. She's like, she worked in retail at that point. She was like, will you just come hang out with me on Black Friday, because she had to get up at like 2 a.m. The store opened at like 3.
Was she working at the store?
Working at the store.
Okay.
And it stunk. Oh, I hated every. I hate the.
That was a hard ask from her, by the way. That's a hard ask.
It was a very busy relationship.
Day. I know. It's the type of thing that you do in that. Yeah. You know, when you're young that way.
Yeah, a little little transactional. You know, I'll do this if you do that.
I don't know why I did that voice.
I don't know why either. It's okay, though.
Went Fat Albert. Hey. Now.
You have a lot more people there if you know ahead of time Shador's start in the game. You have a lot more people.
No. I think my point was actually whether the Browns, from the PR perspective, would rather Shador's first NFL action go right in the middle of a game without announcing it beforehand, so that you would bypass some of the questions you'd get if you came out on a Monday and said, Shador starting on Sunday.
So if he shows up, by the way, in like the third quarter, as the start of the third quarter, there's an asterisk attached to that performance. That's not a full, you get the whole game. Now, there's a condition attached to this.
If he wins,
there's a condition
asterisk
attached to this, obviously. If he looks great, then screw the asterisks and we throw that aside. But like, if you get thrown in and you struggle for a half a football, or you just kind of look whatever, in those circumstances, we're going to need to pump the brakes just a little bit until you get a full game. You get to know you're the starter. He would have had no reps, anything.
I just don't like that. I don't like
I'm tilting it in my favor. I'm stacking the deck just a little bit.
It's a little chicken bleep. But it's not Paul DePodesta. His introductory press conference.
I'm letting you know where I stand before, if it does happen, because now you got all these people. Spencer's out there saying it, I guess. Mary Kay's out there saying it. You got all these people. I need you to know where I stand on this, okay? If he looks bad, it will be, I need a whole week. I give him an actual chance here. Give him a chance to not only, like, you know, I don't know, take practice reps. I think that's a reasonable ask.
What if it's like Dylan in his first start? Or not his first start. In
the Ravens game?
Against the Ravens game, where he did score a touchdown, but they still got the crap kicked out.
But again, what was that, like, two drives that he got?
Yeah, there's about two drives.
You know what I mean?
One of them's good, the other one's absolute house of cheeks.
I know what Mary Kay said, and she's plugged in, and I get what Spencer said. I don't see this being reality, by the way. I really don't.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
I really don't. Stefanski's going to go down with this ship.
Do you think it's a mistake? I don't know why I'm asking you a question. I don't think it's a mistake that we hear, hey, big game for the Ravens, big game for Dylan Gabriel, and you know, if he doesn't look good, we could see Shador.
On the same day, Jeremy Fowler in his mailbag thing on ESPN today had it out that Dylan Gabriel's got this long leash and he hasn't gotten any sense of urgency around Deshaun Watson.
Isn't that what you say right before you bench somebody? Isn't that the NFL owner vote of confidence?
No, I don't look at it that way. Not with this scenario. Because I believe them. I believe that they actually have given Dylan this long leash. I'm frustrated by how completely full of crap they are. Yes. I'm very aware
except
of that.
Except with Dylan?
They've shown a love for Dylan that has befuddled me the entire time. And so they've remained steadfast in that. That if they went away from a love for Dylan, that's the type of thing I gotta see it to believe it.
I think this is the easiest thing in the world.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think they've already done this once. Hey, you got the absolute holy crud kicked out of you. We're going to play Dylan in the second half so people talk about the touchdown. Now, it didn't work because there were no Gabriel Gobblers even in week two of the damn NFL season.
It was a blowout, too.
But
I mean,
I'll tell you right
now,
if you get blown out in this game, And in the fourth quarter, you put Shador out there in the fourth quarter, no matter whether he looks good, bad, or in between. We're talking about Shador on Monday and well, not sure the result of the game.
No, for sure we are. But I do want it almost like a Planet Fitness judgment-free zone from everyone here, okay? Like, if it looks great, then awesome, we'll talk about it. If it looks bad, then we have to do so with a little bit of qualifiers
attached
to this. No one's going to do that. It's not fair to judge somebody off one quarter.
I mean, people
off of one quarter in the no.
When the Browns went to Dylan Gabriel, there were a lot of people talking about the one drive against Baltimore.
Yeah, but I mean, we didn't lead the show on Monday about the one drive against Baltimore
because it was Dylan Gabriel.
Exactly right. So we're gonna lead the show about one quarter about Shador,
the social media influencer quarterback who we've talked about as a third string and second string quarterback.
I'm not saying it's wrong, but we have to put it in proper context ahead of time and understand that if he gets in there in the fourth quarter, that man had no practice ahead of time with the number ones, like all these things that are up against it. Like just wait. Got proper context.
This is such a bless your heart moment.
Proper context.
Because you're just trying to do the right thing.
Raiders game, you get the whole enchilada. You get all of it. The whole everything.
I promise you that I'm not saying you're wrong in how you're trying to approach this. I'm just telling you, no one will approach it the way you want to approach it.
And I'm preemptively getting angry at the lack of the approach.
Well, the problem is you've also admitted the game doesn't matter unless he looks good, and then it matters.
No. It's not the game doesn't matter unless he looks good. It's the idea that he is to play one quarter, to play the fourth quarter, and to act as if that's some sort of actual. We can look at this and say he's good. He's not good. Is ridiculous.
All right.
It is ridiculous.
All right. But that concept is
ridiculous.
So you think you're
going to
be able to pump your brakes if they're down 40-0 on Sunday? Shador goes in for the fourth. Bang! 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 Two touchdowns on three drives. The third drive looks good, too.
No, but this is what I'm telling you.
Are you going to be able to say on Monday, yeah, it's just one quarter, guys. It's a lot of fun, but we got to hold our...
I haven't seen Dylan Gabriel do bang, bang, bang at all yet this year.
Oh, no, the
difference there is he'd be doing something that we haven't seen the quarterbacks do yet this year. I get to celebrate bang, 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 bang.
See there.
However many bangs you want to put it.
Easy there. It has been a minute for Papa Bear.
But like that's why there's a celebration attached to the good things that would happen. If he runs an offense and it looks like something we haven't seen yet this season, that's cause for celebration because he's overcoming the obstacles.
He
would be winning while overcoming the obstacles attached to this all.
You can see how somebody would say, it sure seems like if Shador
plays
well,
it makes a lot of sense
well,
in my head.
You're going to pop it up. If Shador does not play well, you're going to dismiss it entirely.
I told you that up front.
Well, no, but
starting on these reservations. So on Monday, you're not like, oh, this is shocking to me that Shador played a quarter.
Remember that over the weekend.
I need you to remember it now. And I need you guys to remember this now as well. I'm telling you right now, entering your first NFL game in the fourth quarter when you get zero reps throughout the week, not the right way to be like this guy.
We don't know he got zero reps.
Have.
Who? How do we know on Sunday it doesn't come out? Oh, he actually did have first team reps on Sunday.
You mean like they've changed the plan all week long?
Yeah, you mean like they could have changed it 3 weeks ago.
If they did, then it's curtains for Dylan Gabriel already, by the way.
It probably already is curtains for Dylan.
Which should be already. That's the problem with this, is that it should be.
My whole point in the Shador conversation is it's no longer even about Shador. It's there's a lot of people just kind of being like, I wonder what that kid's going to look like and whenever he goes out there. And then there are people 1,000 miles above who are the Shahaters and the Shahive screaming about their own arguments that don't have anything to do with Shador.
Well, I'll tell you what.
So the whole point is it's impossible to have a genuine, like, even keel conversation. And you're a very genuine, even keel dude being like, there's really, he's got nothing to lose here. He's only got something to gain here.
Well, we're just holding off the evaluation until the Raiders game. That's all we're doing. We're holding off like the true, let's start these things. It's the bonus. You just get the, like, if you overcome those odds, then yes, you get the bonus attached to all that. But like, if people are wondering like why it feels like Shador Sanders fans aren't as like, hey, he needs to be out here. I'll tell you what, we're a worn down bunch, Nick. We are a worn down bunch.
Until he throws a tutty on Sunday.
I need that.
And
like,
that jersey is going to be back.
Like, I need air to breathe. I need that because it's been so long since we've even seen this guy play an NFL game that matters. And it's just, it is becoming exhausting to the point where it's like, I don't even know that he's going to see the field. Nonetheless, we're talking about halftime or third quarter or fourth quarter. Hell, you know what? Maybe that'll be my takeaway. If he plays the fourth quarter, all right, great. Doesn't matter what he does. Just the idea that Stefanski is willing to move off of Dylan Gabriel, that's the win. Now we're on to Las Vegas.
You are going to show up in the Shador jersey, and I'm not going to speak a single sound.
I'm like a week away.
Other than the show is back.
I'm like a week away from them not starting Shador to doing a Shador Sanders protest until he starts, where I wear that stupid jersey every day. That's what I'm gearing towards.
How can
we
get that closer?
Now, the problem with that scenario, and I've thought this through, is if they don't play him at all in 2025, could I wear the same Shador jersey to work every day for like 365 days?
I think you could.
I think I could too.
Yeah. I think you should. I think you should start it now to make a point.
We're not there yet. Mary Kay says tomorrow? We might be weeks off in this whole thing. We're not there yet.
216-474-0092. Is Dylan Gabriel on in danger of being benched on Sunday? More on this and the noise for Shador. Where is it? Where's the noise for Shador? As there's noise for Shador. In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.